Welcome to episode 85 of the Analog Assault Podcast. This week, it's a super podcast episode, so let's go!
You're listening to Analog Assault, a video game podcast by Mulehorn Gaming.
Welcome everyone to the Analog Assault Podcast. Got all the bros with me tonight. Got Underdog, Scarecrow, Thaddeus Prime, and Dirty Balls. What's up, fellas?
What's happening?
Another day. Another podcast.
We got a dog with us tonight. I don't know what to do.
Someone missed the no pets allowed inside sign at the door.
Has it been neutered yet?
Wow. Okay, man. Well, that's what a way to welcome me back to the cast. Man.
Check for tags.
I'm going to have to check my tags now because I'm worried that Thaddeus is going to come try to, you know, take the family jewels.
Well, guys, welcome to another episode. And if you're watching us live, thank you for tuning in to our Mixer, Twitch, YouTube, where we're streaming right now. If you'd like to call into the show, you can hit us up at 512-571-3907. Leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the podcast. We actually got one tonight to do. And also, guys, if you like the content, then consider being a supporter. Head over to patreon.com/Mulehorn Gaming. Get all the deets. So, fellas, what you been playing this week?
What haven't I been playing?
Are you back up to 12 games yet?
I mean, I did add one this week, so not quite, but I'm getting there.
Mm. Wowza. So what, 9?
Oh. I don't know. I don't know.
Way too many than the average gamer can handle at one point.
12.
This is true.
He's no average gamer. He is the crow.
I guess.
What an intro.
I feel like there should be an acronym for that.
Someone should make that.
And, but yeah, picked up a Breakpoint this week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did.
I did, yes.
You gonna join for the explosions?
Yes, I got in there. Myself and Burry went and did the Terminator stuff. Boy, that was interesting. Boy, I died a lot in that. Let's just say, I think out of all of them we hunted down, Burry got the final shot on all of them except for like one or two. Cause like, dang. I'd get them down. We'd get them both down. I'd be like, I'm just going to rush and get it. Like I can finish them off and boop, I'm down.
Boop. Dead.
Dead.
But yeah, I'm really, it's a different pace for sure. I'm really enjoying the pacing. Just, you can be all like stealthy and everything, or you can run and gun, but it's actually a little bit more favorable, at least at my level right now, to be more of the stealthy. I'm enjoying that a bit.
Isn't the Terminator event like a, you have to be 100, like, or at least they're saying they recommend you're 100?
They may be, because, but I'm only, like, when I started it, I was 20, if that. Yeah. No, I was 18. Rank 18, now I'm like 50-something.
Nice, dude.
So I'm getting there.
You almost caught me.
Well, I'm just like... Yeah. No, I've passed you, actually, from at least where I see your character around the table, because, like, if you're in the camp in the cave, you can see your friends once in a while's characters standing around the table. I'm like, oh, hey, there's Mill. Yeah. Oh, hey, there's Dirty. Oh, hey, there's Dark. I thought it was pretty cool.
And I was like, I'm a 64 right now.
I don't remember exactly. Maybe it was, we'd have to log back in and see, but yeah. Been enjoying that. Been playing more Warframe, more ESO. Jumped into Destiny. Dog and I jumped back in Destiny this week. They released some small thing, not really big. Kind of
wow.
But there were some stuff in the TWAB this week that we might want to talk about if we got a little bit of time.
Maybe.
Swords are getting a huge rework. And actually going to be, I think, viable. In Destiny 2, they're changing it to where swords don't use, not every attack with a sword uses ammo. It's going to have its own like energy bar that it drains, which is going to be interesting. They haven't fully explained like everything, but it definitely sounds like they're gonna be better in a way. So like currently, and a lot of other games like that have swords, you have like your 3-hit combo and then you have to restart it. One of the big changes, they're changing that to be an infinite, like you can spam your light attack. It's going to be interesting.
Dude, so basically it's going to be swords in the Crucible instead of shotguns.
Quite potentially.
Well, you and have to have ammo.
Yes.
Okay.
The one thing is, you have to have ammo, but you don't use the ammo for some of the attacks. So,
That's how they kind of balance it for
PvP.
You can't really say that at this point.
So it's not a big deal.
I mean, it's not going to bring me back right now.
No, it's not.
Look at Dirty,
no.
See?
But
see,
you're going to break, but you're going to play it.
Well, here's how he's going to break. Is if Trials comes back, and if they fix everything, which I say if, Trials is going to come back next season.
It's a big if.
I wouldn't say it's that big of an if, but I think there's a chance that you come back if Trials comes back and they fix PvP. I think that's a chance. That's just the world's smallest violin. I don't know why you're playing that for this, but I mean, I think there's a chance. You always come back and check it out, at least for a bit.
I don't know, man. I mean, I've been enjoying
the first time
PvP
that we
games.
Run Trials and have just like a fun night. I'm gonna message him and say, "Hey, Mule, it was actually pretty fun. You want to jump in?" He'd be like, "Fine, okay."
We'd have to pull him away from something.
And then he'll love it for 2 months, and then he'd be like, "This is all broken.
I'm gonna make
here.
A video.
I'm
gonna
go
mean uninstalling
I'm
gonna
play it. War, or Witcher
show
again.
The world."
He still
hey, man, I will say, I did reinstall it and played it.
Yep.
But it was just for the Expanse, and then after I did that, I was like,
"The Expanse."
I played the expansion. Excuse me. I played the expansion, and I was just like, I feel like I'm done." You know.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I know that Trials will tickle your jimmies a little bit whenever it comes back. You'll be interested. You'll be interested to see what's out there.
Or he and I could just play
Apex.
I mean,
they're going to have to.
I mean,
exactly.
Dirty has jumped on the Apex train.
Dirty loves Apex, especially. I found out through my YouTube feed, recommended for you and whatnot, like, "Oh, this gun got bopped in Apex." I'm like, "Oh, color me interested." So apparently the Hemlock single shot is like tits now.
And the R99's been nerfed.
Yeah, that kind of made me sad. But that's
that
actually what I got the last
though.
Kill for our first win was because with the R99, like, I'm like, spray and pray. Yeah. But either way.
Anyways, dog.
For me?
You're saying I'm going to come back?
I think you will. I think if you don't come back for the entire season, I mean, that's...
You'll
that's
come back
what
to try
is.
Trials.
But
you'll
come back
to jump in there.
Me and Orange are going
to
sit there...
We really have to fix it, though.
Hey, me and Orange are going to try to make a run.
We're
gonna
going to get Wick in there, and you're going to be all up in it.
But Wick's playing on PC. He will
you can
not
play
come back
PC
to Xbox.
As well.
Controller
you have
noob.
PC. I play controller on PC in Crucible and have no problem.
You
if
will
I can do it, you can do it.
Or,
yes.
Or if I can be the other voice of reason and
I mean, we are
insanity,
on either side of it, so we're kind of like...
Mule, you know as well as I do that Destiny's PvP yes. is busted as shit. Has been, will
yes,
be.
Yes, I do.
Just play Apex.
No,
it's
lie.
Not the
I'm with you, brother. I'm
see,
with you, brother. Let's
dirty,
go.
Dirty,
let's go faster!
Oh, shit.
See, Dirty has the upper hand on us, Crow, because, I mean, he's joined the other side.
He has some actual good, balanced
I mean,
PvP wow. games. Like the only one I'll play except for Call of Duty.
The only good thing about Destiny right now is playing it on PC because it looks so good. But that's
I
it.
Mean, we played
that's
a raid
it.
Last weekend. We did Garden of Salvation on PC. Whew.
Beautiful.
It was beautiful, and it was fun. Like, we got through that entire thing in 2 hours, I think.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
And that was from us trying to get the last couple of guys in the group together to completion. The only time we ever had any problems was on the very final encounter, and as all we know, that one takes a little bit. I mean, but we only wiped, Lupo and I counted, I think, 5 times. And one of those times, I just had a death, like a weird death right off the bat, and I was like, nope, let's just wipe. Reset it. And every other encounter, we only wiped one time in the very first encounter, and then 2 times on the second.
We'll just have to see. I do think you'll come back at least to see it. at least to see it.
So, moving along.
Dusty, what? People still play that game?
Oh, the last thing.
The dog, he's like, son of a.
last thing I've been playing, been jumping into Pokemon again. And they just released a new Gigantamax form for one of them. The rest of you guys don't care, probably. But
I don't know what that word means.
I'll listen. And watch the journeys.
For those who do know and are kind of going to probably be a little bit mad at me, the new one came out today. It was a G-Max Toxtricity. I won a G-Max Shiny Toxtricity in a giveaway on some guy's stream today within the first hour of it being available.
Wow.
So, I have no idea what
I was a little excited
means.
About that.
Congratulations. And
just
put I'm
it this
mad
way.
At you.
Mule, finding shinies in that game are a one. Once you have all the buffs, it's a 1 in 4,000 and some chance to find.
I've heard a lot of that talk on Twitter. People Pokemon. Complaining about not being able to find shinies. So that I can relate.
I mean, it takes a lot of things to get a shiny.
The grind is real.
Yes.
This week I went from having one shiny to I think 20 some shinies now.
Do you play much?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool and shiny, I guess. Yeah. So, Dog, what have you been playing, dude?
I too jumped into Breakpoint for a brief bit. I'm nowhere near as high as y'all because I need to play
more.
Oh,
you mean you played one night?
I played twice.
One
twice. Thank you. Twice. Two times. Dose. Yeah. So, I played that. I've enjoyed it. It's a lot of fun. Of course, I'd like to play it more with friends. I would have been able to play it a lot more yesterday had my electricity not gone out. So that was a lot of fun. And then I've been playing a lot of Pokemon too. I've been enjoying that. I've been playing a lot of DBZ Kakarot. That has been a ton of fun. If you're a Dragon Ball fan,
I've been playing that a lot.
And it is awesome. Oh my goodness. It relives. I mean, I know every Dragon Ball game relives the story of Dragon Ball Z. But, man, with an RPG element, a small one, feels good. Feels real good.
I've seen some pretty good clips from that game and some pretty actually funny ones. There was a guy playing as Gohan, and he went to go talk to this NPC for a quest, and some like enemy robots showed up, and he accidentally ended up destroying the quest NPC.
I did not know that was a thing.
I think it was maybe a glitch, like the area where it was standing, he fought it right there and the ground blew up and the NPC was just gone.
Okay. Oops. I may have to try that because I kind of want to kill an NPC now.
Well, there you go. There you go.
So we'll see. But yeah, that's about it for me.
I'm with Dog. I've played Breakpoint twice. Liked it a lot. Got distracted because I got back into The Witcher.
Of course.
And I was tossing coins left and right to that Witcher. It's so good. I'm very close to finally finishing up the main quest on the without DLC. So,
nice.
I have a ways to go, but I'm like, mm-hmm. I see my side quests are like near non-existent and all my contracts are done. And I'm like, is this happening? Is this really happening?
The end of an era.
The end of an era. And then I know I have more two DLCs to go after that.
Oh, yeah.
But also, as you guys have probably known, I'm playing a lot of card games recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, doing the Doom Trooper thing and started playing Mythgard in open beta. And then Legends of Runeterra came out, which is in the by Riot Games in the League of Legends universe.
Okay, so, I was wondering what universe it would be.
That's pretty cool. It's a mix between Hearthstone and Magic the Gathering, kind of like a hybrid, taking the best parts of both.
What's that one called?
Legends of Runeterra. It just came out in open beta. It's different mechanics, but...
What's it on?
PC. Damn it. Mobile soon.
Dirty's PC out. Still broke.
Mythgard.
Bought a new motherboard for it like yesterday. Shut up.
Well, there's hope though, because... both games kind of play sort of similar. Mythgard is on PC, browser, and mobile. And you can, it's all cross save. You can even suspend your match if you're playing the AI and pick it up later. Okay. Like I was playing AI match right before we got on here. I just hit suspend And when I go back to my main menu, boom, it's there ready for me, whatever platform I'm on. Lunch nice. Breaks at work, PC at home, on the go, on the shitter, whatever. Nice. I can play it.
So anywhere then, you want. That,
are, if you're on all these card games, or what happened to Hearthstone?
I haven't played that in years.
Hearthstone, I mean, for me, got like too much money involved.
That's why I stopped. I wanted
the
meta.
You know the fun thing is that they have a lot of solo player things now, which is the only reason I still have it installed on like everything.
So I would imagine so.
Now, the next one you got to try, T, is Elder Scrolls actually has a card game as well.
I've heard things about it.
Called Elder Scrolls Legends.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's not the most... I might check it out. But I can't. I don't think I can really do more than 2+ right now. I'm kind of... I want to still play the console games, and then I'm trying to decide which one I'm going to focus more on between Runeterra and Mythgard.
Yeah, probably we need to get Mythgard. Like a Breakpoint night with the podcast crew or something.
Yeah.
Well, let's set it up, and I'll bring in my little pee-pee guy and make it happen.
We can leave Dirty and Thaddeus behind again.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got a better Terminator shooting weapon this time. I'm like level 62, so shut up.
I jumped in for a little, just like 10, 15 minutes. Dirty and I were running around today, and we had a funny thing is he had this quest where he had to go blow up 2 choppers, and they're in separate locations. And I went and actually stole one of the choppers, and I'm like, what do you think the odds are I can drop this one on top of the other one and they'll both blow up? And he's like, maybe.
I wasn't like, really expecting it to. Like, jumping out of helicopters in Wildlands, they just kind of like went wherever. They didn't just drop straight down. So,
yeah. So, like, I'm watching over the mini map. I lined it up just like perfect, and jumped out. And I'm parachuting out and look behind me. And just boom, both of them blow up. I'm like, well, it worked.
That's what I love about that game, man. You just blow crap up and, you know, it's just fun.
The last thing I'll add is I've been playing those, and I experimented with the streaming in Discord, and just for a little on the fly, not a huge setup, no overlays and buttons and stuff. It works pretty good. I had Anger and Robbie jump in late night, and they were able to hear me talk with me as well, not just chat. And Anger, actually, with his old school veteran Hearthstone skills, kind of walked me through some of the stuff and helped me, you know, beat some matches. It was pretty cool. So I might do a little more of that in Discord and maybe fire up Mixer again. I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, you had the Goodwill following going. Yeah. You were doing fun. It regularly.
I don't know.
You're the primest of primes.
You know, I still have that Discord up on my thing.
I do too. I'm still in the Discord.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's still there. I haven't canceled it for reasons, but maybe. You know, we'll see.
So what about you, Mr. Dirty?
Nothing that anyone else hasn't been playing. You know, Breakpoint, because I've been playing it more than just twice. But
yeah,
maybe I've discovered a few things that are kind of annoying, but just overall, I'm enjoying it. Finally got through one main mission after playing it for weeks because I just keep finding things. I'm like, ooh, what's over there? Ooh, what's over there?
Yeah.
Ooh, what's over there? Yep. What's over there? Oh, weapons. All right.
Yeah. Loot rains on you in this game. Like,
yes, it does. So,
it doesn't rain on... It's not like some Diablo where one enemy blows up into a pile of 100 guns, but people are consistently dropping stuff and you're consistently getting better... gear.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's maybe been a total of maybe 10 drops that I've gotten that were worse than something I had equipped already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's nice that you can get your gear score up fairly fast.
Yeah. And I started going the Panther route for my specialization, or whatever the hell it was, and realized I didn't like having to be limited to SMGs and handguns. So I'm like, you know what? Can I switch? Can I do something different? So I went sharpshooter because I like my distance. And I gotta tell you, some of the stuff that you have to do in order to progress your levels is like kill 5 people from over 200 meters away.
Got pull that.
Here. Got it.
Yeah. Got it. Oh,
yeah. It's just so satisfying. So you satisfying.
Took the easy path.
I went the healer.
It is the path to the dark side.
I went the panther, and I'm really enjoying it. It's actually kind of challenging to get some of those challenges done. Like, there was one you had to kill three guys in CQC after using the cloak and run. And I was like, oof.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, dude, honestly, when I do that, you just, like, who cares? Run up to them, boom.
That's exactly what I did. I just dropped it at their feet, ran it up to them, got their attention.
Yeah.
Dropped that cloak and run thing at their feet. Boom, boom, boom.
I just kind of wish the whole shanking animation was just a little bit shorter.
It is a little long, that's for sure. There might be some, some games I've played recently, like, for example, ESOs, like, they have a stealth mechanic and assassination. And default, like, you have this really long, sometimes you have this really long, like, full movie screen animation thing, but you can actually turn that off. So there might be something where you can turn it off.
Maybe.
I'll have to look. But there's a lot of settings in that. Like, I tried to go finding something because I don't know if you guys have had the problem, but when you go to your skill trees menu and you look at the bottom row and the second row, my screen cuts off the information at the bottom.
It does it to me too.
It really pissed me off because I can't see what it says.
Yep.
Someone on Twitter was posted it out there, and kind of found out it's affecting a lot of people once you get the higher perks.
Because I couldn't figure, like,
can't see it.
Can't see out. Like, I'm just like, okay, this one's called Cloak and Run. Maybe I'm stealthy. I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
I did finally manage to play with the sync shot drone thing. I never really used it before. I'm like, I don't have a good way of doing this without pissing everybody off. Let's give this a shot. So I'm like, hey, I still pissed everybody off, but I'm like, hey, it worked. Awesome.
Hey. Nice. Got it done.
Yeah.
And you've been playing
Apex because what's Destiny?
Wait. We got a win together, Dirty and I, and let me just say, like, we were playing and I was like, they were chasing a couple guys. I was like, okay, we're at the end of the circle. I was all casual. I was like, okay, guys, I'm gonna run to the circle and just in case you chase that guy down. And then all of a sudden, Dirty bait. Goes, bam, circle, bam, bam.
I didn't know he was the last one left. Like, he was trying to kill our partners. I just, like, unloaded the last two clips I had into him. And I'm like, victory! I'm like,
So Dirty, you know this is a thing, right? Where he was using you as bait in that moment. Like, he wasn't just telling you what he was doing. You were bait.
See, as the bait, I also had bait. And it was our rando.
Yeah, it was.
So it was a double bait tactic.
And then Dirty took him out.
The bait has become the baiter.
Yeah.
If you can't talk, you get used as bait. Although, to be fair, that guy actually was pretty good. He was a good team player.
Yeah, he was good.
Until he was dead. I don't think he actually, like, died. He was downed, but then the game ended. I'm like, yeah, no, you can just stay there. You're not going anywhere. Yeah. It's fine.
Who are you? Who?
Walk it off.
Walk it off.
Famil, what have you been playing?
Oh, you know, pretty much the same things that all you guys are Destiny? Playing. But I kind of had a... No, not Destiny. Obviously not Destiny.
Loaded question.
But, you know, the other night I was kind of... It was my off night from streaming and before I jumped on for some video games. I was sitting on the couch and the wife started watching The Office. I need all you guys in chat to really chime in here. But, you know, I was watching, and everyone loves Dwight. You know? Everyone loves Dwight.
Even Little
Caesars.
And
then all of a sudden, I was like, I can't unsee this. I can't unsee this, chat. You can see it there. It's like Dirty and Dwight are brothers. And, like, even some of the things they say, I was like, oh, my gosh. Dirty's Dwight. Look at the picture on stream. It's like they're cousins. They even have the same little smirk.
What can I say? I took Jim's nose, I grew a beard, and I went into hiding.
Wow.
Anyway, so yeah, I had to share that with everybody because, I mean, yeah, if you're not in the live stream, go watch the live stream and you can see what I'm talking about. But Breakpoint, man. Breakpoint's got me, man. It's really got me. It's like
good.
I love the explosions in it.
Yeah.
It's just enough action, and also like I can be stealthy when I want to. I'm not always stealthy, of course.
Are you a team player?
No.
No.
He blows people up in helicopters.
You're looking for loot? No, I don't care.
We just get in helicopters and jump out when you don't have a parachute.
Yeah, so I remember back in the day, I remember hearing a story of Neil bailing out of a chopper before other people had parachute skill unlocked. So that might have been one of the first skills I unlocked in this. Thinking I'm looking at a skill tree, like, ooh, there's a parachute unlock.
Yeah. I did not. I didn't have any skill points. So first time in the game, Mule just says, hey, we're going to go there. I'm with Johnny Cage. And we're going to go over there and jump out of this helicopter and leave Dog.
I was not driving.
I don't care. You're Johnny. Still an accomplice. Freaking. you initiated the drop zone. And I was left. And what's funny is the helicopter landed and it was fine for like a couple of seconds. I thought I was going to be able to get out. And then it just went.
Like, oh, it didn't die.
Gone. It was.
Explosion.
This is fine.
Yeah. So this episode, guys, we kind of just been chit-chatting about the fun stuff we've been playing, but it's all about some of the stuff in the Super Bowl and some of the commercials we liked, some of the stuff we saw from Marvel. But before that, as I was saying earlier, we do get voicemails, and we got a voicemail that I want to share with you guys. It's from our bro, Suicide Fox, or as you might know him in the real world, Aaron. What's up, dude? So here's what he had to say and the question he had for the cast.
Oh, yeah. My name is Aaron. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller for Anal Assault. Got a few questions for the show. Question number one, is it really true that every time Wade wins at Fortnite, he has another kid? And then question number two, are there any good Star Wars games for the 2DS? I've got an 8-year-old looking to expand her Star Wars game playing. So keep up the good work, and blow it up.
Blow it up, baby. Thanks, Aaron. No.
I
do not have more.
I feel like there's an experiment for science needed to have happen. Perhaps Mrs. Mule will have to be to agree to that verbally, obviously, with
out.
You.
That's what's important. Well,
that's what's scary. And she said she doesn't feel like she's done yet. And I'm like, no.
Oh.
So, all right. So just, line it up with your next Fortnite win and see what happens.
Oh, my gosh. No. I can't do that.
Lupo got it right. Lupo got it right on the head.
Snippy, snip, snip.
Exactly. But his other question was about Star Wars. And, honestly, I don't know. Are there any good 2DS?
Now, I had to look it up. Like, I heard this question. I'm like, I wonder, because I've been playing a lot of Switch and nothing Star Wars on Switch. But
yet.
That's yet. Well, no, I take that back. I think there's a Star Wars Lego on Switch.
Yeah.
The Force Awakens one, I think, is on Switch. But other than that, I was looking through the 2DS. Wow.
There we go.
I know. Crocan has words. Gotcha. The 2DS list is very short, and it's a lot of the basically all of the Star Wars Lego games, which for 8-year-old I'd say are pretty good. Star Wars Battlefront Elite Squadron, Star Wars Clone Wars Republic Heroes, Star Wars The Clone Wars Jedi Alliance, Star Wars The Force Unleashed. Surprisingly.
That's interesting. I did not know that.
And Star Wars Lethal Alliance. Oh, and then Star Wars Episode 3 Revenge of the Sith apparently had a game for 2DS. I don't know about all those other non-Lego ones, except for The Force Unleashed. I played that one a ton. The other ones, from what I looked, they were like specifically for the DS, nothing else really. I don't think they came out on anything else. But yeah, I'd really suggest the Lego ones. Those were super good. That's one of my first PC games back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, Fake in chat saying he highly recommends the Lego ones.
For sure. Yeah. They're really good. There's a lot of replayability going through all the movies and then being go back in choosing playing with your own characters. I mean, yeah. I probably have a couple thousand hours put into those games back in the day. And they're co-op too, so you can, well, take that back. 2DS might not be able to do co-op.
Probably not.
I know on PC when I played them, you could.
I never had one, so I don't know. I've only had the Switch, so.
Imagine having that, but two screens, maybe a quarter of the size, stacked on top of each other.
I've seen them, but I've never like actually played with one or because yeah. like, they have them in like the GameStops and stuff like that. But,
yeah. but and the screen res is like 420.
Yeah,
I never had a 2DS either.
Yeah.
Hey, so Super Bowl, yeah, go yeah. Chiefs! Get your guns up, Red Raiders, Pat Mahomes.
That was an awesome game.
But what, dog, you said you had something you wanted to rant on.
Yeah, because I have proof of this, but I can't share it here because it's not applicable for me to be able to do it right now. But Mule, I think there's a problem. You mm-hmm. ready for this? I'm ready to diagnose this. Okay, you have squirrel problems in video games, right? Like that is a known fact.
He just has everyone squirrel here, syndrome.
Yes, everyone here can agree to that. Even not chat can agree to squirrels, that.
But yes.
Yeah, bouncing back and forth, that kind of thing. So you would say you're an avid Chiefs fan, right? 100%. Yeah. 100%. You say like Pat Mahomes and, you know, you.
I mean, I'm not a huge Chiefs fan, but I like Pat Mahomes. I mean, because he's a Red Raider. You okay. Know?
But you have a tie to it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You already know where I'm going with this thing. Because here's where I think your squirrel has now ventured into the world of sports. Because during the game, you're sitting there like, oh, man, the 49ers are going to be able to pull this off. Oh, man, I don't know if they're going to be able to do this. I think the 49ers are going to win. I think they're going to win. And I said, dude, you got to stay stuck. You got to believe that your team is going to win.
And you were saying this at halftime.
Yes. You did it earlier, 2 weeks ago.
We're conversing about the game. I'm not saying.
I mean, we're reading text. We can't see emotion in text. You're coming. This is just how you're coming across us.
Roller coaster.
I'm just like, hey, man, they could do this. They got the mo. Like,
yeah,
they were doing good.
But see, it's funny because you did that 2 weeks ago, too. Whenever KC was down against Houston, you were like.
I did. Oh, game's I really over. Did think they were going to lose game's that. I was over. Like, holy crap, there's no way. Because, like, in the Super Bowls and the playoffs, dude, you don't see very many teams that can come back from that. But the Chiefs, man, with Pat, it's just.
Oh, it was good. Dude. It was good. It was really good. I just want the world to know. Want the world to know that Mule squirrelisms have been there in sports.
Squirrelisms.
And they are going to continue to be there. I just want to make the world aware of it so we can call you on it and help you defeat squirrelism.
I'm still we're a Hawks come fan. Together it's not like I'm changing for your brother. Teams here.
This isn't basically, a podcast meal. This is an intervention for your
squirrelism. Intervention.
It's time to tie down Mule Unchained.
But I will say there were some excellent commercials in the Super Bowl. My favorite one, and me and Crow watched this.
Do we want to just go around and say everyone's favorite, or do we want to discuss?
Let's just hear it. Let's just go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, my favorite one, and it saddens me that it's not everyone else's favorite because I thought it was excellent. I thought that the Doritos commercial was excellent. I thought the dancing, the standoff with the old dude that has been like the guy for mm-hmm. standoff movies.
Sam Elliott.
Like, yes, Sam Elliott. That dude is like the picture, the iconic picture of old Westerns, right?
I mean, have you seen the series The Ranch on Netflix?
Yep.
With him in it? It's really good. Like, yeah. I think you'd actually, imagine like a Western version of that 70s show.
Yeah, okay. That's basically what it was.
Not Western, but like ranch culture.
Yes.
Modern ranch culture in the 70s show. That's exactly what it is.
And it was, and then you got the guy that does the country rap, kind of the old school, new school kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was excellent. And of course, the mustache wave. I mean,
I think it was 70% the stash with Mandy commercial.
Yeah.
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 I mean, Sam Elliott made it for me. the thing that broke it for me was that it was Cool Ranch Doritos.
Because you're crazy.
Yeah. It's nacho cheese or nothing.
Oh my gosh. Are we really going to do this right now? Because I don't think we have enough time in the podcast.
No,
Cool Ranch Doritos are the best.
Who thinks Cool Ranch is better?
Right here. It is the best chip. Lupo will back me up. Lupo is right there with me.
No, Lupo is... Y'all are both smoking some crack crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Lupo, I need you back on the cast ASAP.
Spicy nacho!
I mean, it's either gotta be...
Spicy nacho or nacho cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Cool Ranch all the freaking way.
Nope.
So does Hero like Cool Ranch? Or what do you call it? Cool barbecue.
Love the Hero. White sauce.
That's funny.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
I'll go for mine. I loved that commercial as well. Sam Elliott's stash won it for me. But Jason Momoa, we start taking off
the Rocket Mortgage.
That was pretty funny.
That was hilarious. He just got funnier and funnier and funnier to the very end. You know, I was almost in tears. It was so good.
It was really well done too. Like I was creeped out a little bit on how well it looked. I'm like, this is realistic looking.
Yes.
Like,
and then the internet created two things from that. First was the meme of Jason Momoa at the very beginning walking in. That's the 49ers. But toward the first quarter, and then the second to the fourth quarter was him in pure skinny form. Like, that is what happened. The second one was Boss Logic. He did his CGI Photoshop work, and he made basically that skinny Momoa the Aquaman before CGI.
Yes.
Bald and skinny.
That's awesome.
So good. CGI. He's like, before awesome, CGI yeah. Aquaman. So yeah.
String bean.
That was my favorite one.
30?
That was good.
So, here's the thing.
Probably didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it.
Of course it didn't.
Because
you had one job.
One, I don't really care about sports. And two, I just don't care in general. But
you watch it for the commercials.
You see, the internet's a great thing, Scarecrow. Mm-hmm, a lot of those commercials were already circulating through YouTube before the Super Bowl even happened.
Some of them were,
in which, in case it was in Super Bowl, if not, it's a recent commercial, and I thought it was great. The Jeep Rubicon one.
Oh, for the Groundhog Day. Yeah, that was a good one.
I enjoyed it. I'm like instantly recognizable. Yeah. I don't really care about the Gladiator because it's a fucking pickup truck, and I don't care about the vehicle at all. It's a waste of $50,000. Don't ever buy one ever.
$49,999.
Thank you very
much. Too much money for what it is.
Yeah.
Get a real pickup truck.
But you get a free groundhog with every purchase. Not really.
If that's the case, then where the fuck are all of them in my job? Anyway, that's the only commercial I actually recognized. So that's there it is. I liked it.
You guys, I can't believe you missed the best commercial of on all the Super Bowl commercials. And maybe it's just because...
What? We didn't hear it.
We didn't hear you there. It cut out.
Yeah, I haven't said it yet. Maybe the reason for that is because I'm just at that stage in my life where I'm like, you know what? I just don't care sometimes.
I mean, I haven't said mine yet, so it might be the same as mine.
It's the Cheetos guy.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like, when someone comes up and he's like... Like, I want to do that sometimes at work and sometimes at home. I just want to be like, hey, can you... Cheeto hands.
Lindsay needs
Cheeto
help hands. With the kids. Can't.
Yeah.
Hey, at my work, it has become a pandemic, and it's everywhere. Like, there are Cheeto hands. Like, kids will just... I can't do my work.
Kids are so smart.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But no, you guys are missing the best one of all. It's the Snickers hole.
Oh, yes. Yes. I love
the
that.
The Snickers hole's working. It's
working. Must have missed that one.
Yeah, I saw that one.
That
I didn't
one,
think it was funny until the end,
and the Smat Pack.
Smat Pack.
I saw that one before. Before it came out. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Now,
those are some good ones.
Did you... I didn't see this one until actually Crow and I did some research beforehand. I didn't see the Mr. Peanut one. On air,
The Mr. Peanut, Baby Peanut, Baby yeah. Yoda one?
The yes. Baby Peanut, yeah. Hashtag yeah. Baby Peanut.
Hashtag, no, it's hashtag Baby Nut. Baby Nut.
Baby Nut. Baby Nut. Yes.
So it was pretty interesting.
So is it now confirmed also that the tears of the Kool-Aid Man are tears of life?
They must be.
Oh, yeah. Fountain of Youth.
That's how
fountain
he stays alive.
Of Youth.
Mr. Kool-Aid is the Fountain of Youth.
There was one more thing that showed up during the Super Bowl, and that was, or was it during this? I think it was during or right after. The Marvel shows coming to Disney Plus.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Falcon, Winter Soldier, Scarlet Witch, and what is it?
WandaVision.
Something.
WandaVision.
I am yeah. so that looking
one, like,
to that one.
That looked weird. Like, it looks interesting, supposed but it looks to be, weird. Yeah, like,
it was until I realized what they're basing off of, I believe, and like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, Brian. Well, what's going on with that?
I don't remember all the details of it, but basically it's in Scarlet Witch's head. It's all her imagination. I think a mental episode is happening, which leads to, I don't know all the details, House of M, I believe. I think Fake might know this one as well. But she ends up basically murking all the mutants, or a big portion of them, throughout the story. So if that's the case, if it would explain why everything looks so, you know, like the classic 70s show type thing.
Yeah.
If it's all in her head, it's not real, something's happening. If they do that, go that route, you know, Disney's version, could it be the post that how they introduce mutants officially and the X-Men? So
yeah, for all we know, that also could just be one episode with it looking like the old time.
Yeah.
True.
Because from what I understood, like, there's multiple things that happen from someone tried to explain the whole WandaVision stuff to me when they first, like, announced it, that it was going to be on the what's the timeline for future shows and stuff. And it seemed like there was going to be multiple kind of realities that it was going to jump through, which is, so that could be that. But we'll have to see.
Yeah. Interesting. I'm excited. I'm excited to see Vision again, too.
Yes.
Yeah. When I watched Falcon throwing the shield, it looked kind of off to me. Like, I was watching, I was like,
it was a little weird. Yeah. You could, I mean, for all we know, that's a shot of him trying to get used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of gave it to me. Like, he still hasn't fully mastered it. He's still working on it. That could just be a very early, like, him trying to come to terms with now the new Captain America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought the Loki one was kind of interesting too. Even though it was just a quick shot of him, but the concept of it seems really, really fascinating, because
what they showed, explain to me what they showed.
It just showed him. It just showed him and just kind of sitting there, just
like in cuffs or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. He was cuffed up. But it's interesting.
I can
clue
you in a little bit about that as well.
Okay, because tell me if I'm wrong. Because if I'm wrong, I definitely want to make sure that the right thing gets said. That it seems like that he's going around through these different timelines now with the Tesseract and now causing mischief. That's what basically, it seems like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't he take over like Germany at some point?
I don't know.
I don't know. But from what I was telling my buddy at work, who was a little more informed than I was, the symbol on his jumpsuit was the Time Police. So apparently he's arrested by the Time Police, which I never knew were really a thing until this conversation.
Like Doctor Strange?
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, it definitely could be.
Apparently with the Tesseract, he was causing a lot of chaos. And I guess the Time Police, whoever they really are, tracked him down. And that was him saying, I'm just going to burn this place down. And so... apparently he's up to a whole lot of no good. And remember, that's not the Loki in Avengers. That's the first one. He went back.
Yep.
So it's more of the past. But
so it's like with time travel, Quantum Leap, but not.
It's kind of like Quantum Leap.
But a bad guy.
Yeah,
bad guy.
So that'll be very interesting.
I think so too. I'm definitely stoked about that one. At first, I thought I was going to be more stoked about WandaVision, but I feel like I'm more stoked about Loki.
I like the mystery, and he's just an amazing Loki too.
Oh, without a doubt. I have a friend that looks just like him, and every time I see him, I'm like, dude, Loki, get away from me, man. Get away.
I'm sucked in with the Winter Soldier and Falcon because it looks a lot like the Winter Soldier theme, where it was very spy, like spy-ish. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you see Winter Soldier talking to what's-his-face that was in Civil War. The soldier that tricked him, trying to get him to kill each other. I forgot his name. God, what's his name? The guy that...
The doctor?
What's his name? Yeah.
Gold scientist?
The guy that... Yeah.
Oh,
the yep. scientist that was trying to mess with Winter Soldier.
And then he puts himself into the machine.
Then the machine,
of himself into the machine.
Yeah. No. It's the guy at the end of Civil War that's behind the wall and is telling him about how Bucky killed Stark's dad and mom.
Yeah, I can't think of his name, but yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of his
name
either.
He's in the preview. So I'm wondering... And I kind of wonder if this is going to happen. Hopefully it doesn't. But I wonder if something bad is going to happen to Falcon, and then Winter Soldier is going to take up the shield. I'm kind of wondering if that's what's going to happen. Because to me, I love Falcon, mm-hmm. but he doesn't have the Super Soldier serum.
Yep.
And Winter Soldier has a version of it.
Yep.
And,
yeah.
It is only right for him to have the shield. It is only right in my eyes. Like, it feels weird to see mm-hmm. Captain Falcon with the shield. Like, that's cool, man. That's really cool. You got that thing. Really, it belongs to him.
And it just doesn't work with his wings and stuff. Like, where are you going to put the shield when you're flying? You know, like,
I mean, they made it work in the comics. I never read it, but I saw the cover. So
yeah.
They had a run with it for a while, but I think, yeah, Bucky eventually ending up with it would make a lot of sense.
It gives him more,
eventually,
I guess,
I don't know when
it gives him flexibility to be able to do this now and make more movies and then give it to Bucky later and then make more movies on top of that. So, I mean, they're stringing it out. I would think they have to give it to him eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in altered carbon, so he's got to be doing some other stuff besides just Marvel.
Yeah,
so.
Season 2 of that coming out end of this month, right?
Sweet.
Yeah. Can't wait, man.
When I saw him as playing the main character, I was a little bit downed, but I'm still in for it.
27th?
Ooh.
Yeah. You know what else is coming out soon?
The actor's name, but oof.
You know what else?
What's up?
Black Widow.
Black
Widow. Dude, the trailers look infinitely more appealing to me. I'm like,
I'm sorry,
dude, this is going to be good.
But seeing the sheriff from Stranger Things as her dad, I'm just like, it's just...
Yeah. It still fits.
I'm excited for that.
It sure does. It fits. Yep. Okay, you tell yourself that.
But I hope they do something... with Taskmaster, because that whole ski goggle stuff versus the skull mask is really throwing me off.
Yeah.
Well, the one they did with the Super Bowl looked a little better, and he had like a little mini shield.
The shield is part of his thing, the sword and shield, but they just messed up on the face, or maybe they fix it towards the end and something happens to him, or he reveals more of his true face. I don't know, but I'm like, ski goggles? Really?
Well, it's like tactical goggles, basically.
It's just like, it's just so far removed from the face of the actual guy. Not just different, just way
different. Yeah, it's totally different than comics, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll see. I mean, Marvel's done their own spin on just about everything, and it always ends up turning out to be good.
Right.
Yep. I think it's going to be pretty good.
I am a little worried, though, about Black Widow, because we saw just mostly action sequences. So I'm hoping it's not just hollow and just all action. Like, I want to hear her backstory a little more. I want to hear kind of what's going on.
I think you're going to get that. I think you're going to get that because of how much in the trailers, they've shown the interaction with the sister. I think there's something that you're going to get with that. And I think you don't have to worry quite as much. At least I don't think so. But I get where your worries are coming from.
Yep.
Yeah, from what we've seen out of all the trailers since the first one, there has actually been a fair amount of dialogue and not just straight action. So I'm excited to see it. It's going to be a little weird because this is supposed to take place before everything that's happened, right?
Well, yeah, I mean,
what's the time
spoiler
on
alert,
that?
She died. So,
I mean, we kind of all know that.
What?
And it's what?
Been
what? Hold
like,
on.
What, 6 months?
Was Hold that, on, what?
Was that in the movie? Huh?
Huh?
Was that in Star Wars? She survives, right?
I'm pretty sure that's in Star Wars. Rolling out of the ship on the Star Trek ship. You know.
Okay, thank you. I was no wondering, problem. Man. Thank you for helping me out with that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Is she a clone? What's going on here?
They told her to follow the yellow brick road, and they just lost me at that.
They lost it. They ended up in Soviet Russia. How did that happen?
Yeah.
Oh, she was eating Cool Ranch Doritos. What the shit?
I mean, that's the best kind of Dorito, man. I mean, if you're going to go out, why not go and have the best chip in the world on your last day?
I mean, that's
man.
Just that more of a reason to be like, you know way. What? This chip sucks. Jeez. Just take me out. Get over
oh, my
with.
Gosh, man. You are so, 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 so misinformed.
I think you're going to buy yourself in this dog.
Yep. I mean, yeah. I hate that I'm the only one on the podcast that likes the Cool Ranch Doritos. Like, it's not
1987
okay.
anymore, man.
It's okay.
Wow.
I'm not in middle school anymore, man.
Wow. I bet there's got to be more people. That needs to be a Twitter poll or something that we need to throw up because I'm telling you, I'm not the only one out there.
We might have to after the podcast.
Yeah.
Jerks. Have to do that.
Well, you know what, guys? Call in and tell us your reasons.
Yes. Call in.
Nacho.
New voicemail. In your favorite cool Doritos.
Ranch. And tell us how wrong dog is.
Oh, please. Please tell me how wrong I am so that I can continue on to this rant of Cool Ranch. I'm going to get a Cool Ranch
the
shirt.
Cool Rant?
I'm going to find... Yeah, it's going to be a Cool Rant. I'm going to find a Cool Ranch shirt. And I'm going to wear it. I'm going to find it and I'm going to wear it on the next podcast. I'm going to find it.
Fake nose.
Yeah.
I feel like a gamer tag changes underway here. Just like...
yeah. I think it's Cool Ranch Underdog.
I mean, or just Cool Dog. But, I mean, I'll take that too.
Under Ranch?
Under Ranch the Cool... Under Ranch the Cool Dog.
Cool Dog.
It doesn't really work.
But we're going to make it work.
Under Ranch? We'll make it work. It sounds too much under like underwear.
Exactly.
Under Ranch. You might find it in your underwear if you have too much.
Oh.
You talking about what was going on earlier there, Mule?
What are you talking about, man? What are you talking about?
It's how he gets ready to go play at Fortnite. Just don't worry about it. It's his pregame ritual.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Pregame ranch. Yeah. Anyway. Well, fellas,
any final thoughts here before we wrap up the cast here?
Can I just say how
wrong you Google in your sad commercials?
Oh, my gosh,
oh,
dude.
Oh, man.
That was sad right in the fields.
So much
it
stuff
was sad.
In the air.
What sucks is I found out that was actually based off a true story.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
That was Google actually employee. A Google employee's grandfather.
Jeez. Wow.
Yeah.
That's sad, man. That's tough.
It's way to bring the cast down.
Yeah. Yep. Way to bring it down, Crow.
I got one closing thought. It'll bring it back up just a little bit. It doesn't have anything to do with Cool Ranch. So, Dirty, you can rest easy on that. That my uncle got to coach Patrick Mahomes. So you know that's something that that was pretty cool in high school. And you know, I went to a practice. I saw him. Did not get his name, did not talk to him, did not do anything, and I'm kicking myself for it.
Very old.
Man, I couldn't pick
him. You know, if you handed him a bag of nacho cheese Doritos, then...
I'm going to laugh if he's a freaking Cool Ranch fan.
Tweet him, motherfucker.
We're going to have to tweet him.
Well, he won the Super Bowl, so probably not.
Just to add on to that, you're probably going to be really sad because he could go down as one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL
ever. And he's not... He's
like...
He was, I think he was, let's see. I can't remember exactly
wasn't
how old
he the youngest?
Was. He was young.
The youngest?
Yeah.
To ever win the Super Bowl, I think.
Second.
He's 23.
Well, okay, Ben Roethlisberger, was the youngest before him. So if it's not him, then he's got to be at least the youngest MVP.
Yeah.
I don't know that 100%. Because I know Ben Roethlisberger was the youngest to win
the 24.
Super Bowl. I don't know. I'd have to research on that.
Freaking insane.
Oh, but another great commercial we all forgot about, the Mountain Dew Shining commercial.
That was pretty good. That
had a lot of good, like, I was watching another video that kind of, like, did some detail on, like, how it was kind of interesting. Like, if you notice on the door when he smashes it or goes up to it, it says Mountain Dew written backwards instead of Red Rum.
Ram, ram, ram.
I thought that was That's pretty awesome. Good. And then the whole elevator doors opening, just like a flood of Mountain Dew.
Yeah,
that's good. It's a great way to go out right there.
Mm-hmm.
Sploosh.
It was good.
Dirty loves Mountain Dew.
Yeah, Lupo says Mount Holmes was fifth youngest.
Thank you, Lupo.
Youngest MVP. Hmm. Yeah. Dang, that's crazy, man.
Man.
Anybody else?
Best thing since sliced bread.
Best thing since sliced bread.
Back to the office.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. I still think Dirty looks like Dwight. I really do.
Hashtag Dirty's Dwight.
Hashtag Dirty's Dwight. Cool sucks.
Screw you. Anyway.
Thanks for joining us, guys. If you like the stream, check out our bros at thesheadteam.gg. Find some more awesome streamers like us. If you would, guys, like us on Facebook, leave us a review on iTunes. You can follow us all on Twitter. Remember, when in doubt,
spicy nachos!
Explosion.
Very lean bounce our ranch. That fuck is better.
Oh, Valley of Explosions.
Explosions.